And I'm convinced as I trek through life that you either can dance or you cannot. I've got some friends that are just mind-blowingly fabulous. I've got to say I'm at the complete opposite end of whatever that is. A few hundred personalities will be, they'll be taken to the dance floor in support of the Cancer Council, and the Regional Administrator for the Hunter and Central Coast, Lauren Dale, joins us to talk about the event Stars of Newcastle. Good morning, Lauren. How long has the event been going now?
Yeah, hi Mark. Look, this year is the event's third year. It's grown in the first 2 years so much so that we've had to move to a bigger venue this year due to its popularity. So we've made the move from West in New Lambton over to the Newcastle Exhibition and Convention Centre in town. So, 3 years running this year. As I said, it's got bigger and better each year, and we're really looking forward to the event this year in June.
That is very encouraging that even in its just third year, it's growing and growing. Now, the dance competition, hoping to raise $100,000 for Cancer Council New South Wales, you're pretty confident that might be somewhere in the ballpark for you?
Look, we hope so. The first year the event raised $150,000, and last year it was around $225,000. So we're hoping we can reach that $100,000 target again this year.
I'm pretty sure you'll be okay since we've blitzed it the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So the event, Lauren, generally is it's a bunch of hunter personalities that pretty much say they are not that good at dancing. You assign them a category, and then they get up and strut their stuff, basically. Who were some of the personalities that were dragged kicking and screaming into this year's contest?
Yeah, look, we've got a really varied bunch of backgrounds this year, so we're so grateful for the support of our stars. We've got some media personalities on board this year. We've got Sam Jordan from NBN News. We've also got some reality TV stars. We've got Kim and Chris from The Block, who were on TV last year in the 2016 series. We've got a construction manager. We've also got a squadron leader from the RAAF on board. So he's really stepping out of his comfort zone, and he says it's the most non-engineerish thing he's ever done in his life. So, we've got some good names, a variety of stars who are all keen and eager to start their dance practice with our partners at the Newcastle Dance Academy. And they're really tackling the challenge head-on, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, if you can't dance, you can't dance. I said before we came on there, Lauren, that I'm no good at it, and I guess these people that are taking to the dance floor are pretty much in that category. How long training are they going to have between when they start and when the event actually happens?
Yeah, sure. So some of them have actually started training this week. So we officially launched the event last week, and some of them have already had their first dance lesson or two, which is fantastic to see. So they've got basically up from now up until the event on the 17th of June.
Oh, they've got a little bit of time, so they should be experts by the time it happens.
I'm sure they will be, but they do have time on their side, and they've got some great partners and great support at the Newcastle Dance Academy there, so I've got no doubt that they'll be fine and they'll smash it on the night.
Lauren, even if they're not very good, you just have to keep encouraging them and tell them they are good in case they pike out when the effect comes.
I'm sure they'll do fine.
Just don't walk around with the video camera filming them, because they might want to look at it back and change their mind. Look, for anybody that wants to get involved in the event, how can we do so? How can we support you guys?
Sure, thank you. Look, our website, starsofnewcastle.com.au, is up and running. It's got some information about the event as well as a web page for each of our stars. So please check that out. And if you can donate to them online, please do so. We've also got our Facebook page, Stars of Newcastle. And again, we'll be posting regular updates about the event and also the stars and their fundraising events in the lead up to the night. So not only have they got to learn a new dance genre, but they're also fundraising along the way. So, if anyone's got anything out there that they can sort of contribute to the stars, whether it's a venue they can provide, whether it's some items or accommodation that the stars can raffle off as prizes, that would be fantastic. And please just let us know. We're based here in the Charlestown office. If anyone can support the stars in any way in the lead up to the night, please give us a call.
Yeah, good luck with it all in June, Lauren. And finally, just very quickly, what's your best dance move?
That's a trick one.
Mine's the sit down and watch, so you've got to be at least one up on me.
Look, it may be the shopping trolley.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that one. I don't know that I want to see it.
Look, it's pretty pretty basic, pretty straightforward, but that's probably about my limit.
Okay, Laura, well, we look forward to maybe seeing that on the night as well. Good luck. That's Laura Dale from the Cancer Council. She's the original administrator with the Stars of Newcastle.